Bristol, For the Record, a new local oral history podcast from BCFM Radio in partnership with MShed Bristol and funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
So if you could start by telling us your name and how old you are.
My name is Poppy. I'm 14.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in 2008. I was born in South Bristol, sort of Knoll Brislington area.
And tell me about your childhood. Whereabouts in Bristol did you grow up?
So I grew up in Brislington. I had pretty standard childhood. I spent a lot of time with family, going also up to Liverpool, where my mum's family's from, my dad's family, my nan's from Italy, so I had a lot of Italian influence growing up around the holidays, but mostly I had a pretty standard childhood, nursery, primary school.
What are some of your earliest memories?
I remember being really little, I'd go to Brislington Football Club, and I'd started playing football there for a girls team, and I also went to a lot of parks. There were lots of events in parks in Bristol in like the early 2010, 2014.
In terms of Bristol as a city, what's it like to grow up in as a young person?
I think there's a lot of community in Bristol. I think we were named like Smiliest City or something. So the people are lovely, and especially the young people. There's a lot of places to go for community activities. You meet loads of people, but also the city itself. It's hard to get round, hard to go to other places. You often feel confined to your one part of Bristol.
So what sort of hobbies have you got outside of school? Are you part of any groups or sports teams or anything like that?
I'm part of a football club. I play freshman girls. And I played football since I was about six. I do running, but I don't go to a club. But I like skateboarding as well. There's some nice skate parks in Bristol. And there's like organisations that run the skate parks.
How much has this sort of skateboarding scene changed in Bristol? Because I've read quite a few things about like new sort of projects and groups that have started up to sort of, whether it's about build new skate parks or to sort of get people more involved in skateboarding.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of skateboarding that goes on in Bristol. There's a few years ago, there's not many skate parks, so a lot of it is around the streets, around by the docks. But a lot of skate parks have been like set up. They're like building new ones in Victoria Park, and there's campus skate park and campus pool, which is like indoor skate parks. They hold community nights and like girls nights and lessons, and it's definitely a growing community in Bristol and a really good one for young people.
How often would you say you go to some of these campus events?
They hold like specific sessions once a week. I used to go once a week, now probably once every few weeks, but there's definitely people who go like every week, a few times a week, and they hold like bigger events and mental health events like once every few months.
So have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I've got an older brother.
Older brother, right. What does he do, or is he still sort of in education?
He's in education, he's 16.
All right, okay. What was it like to growing up with him in the house?
We got along very well, actually. He plays football as well, so we always did that together. We used to play together when we were really little, and, you know, we just do stuff together now.
And what about your parents? What do they do for a living?
My dad is a deputy head teacher at a primary school, and my mum used to work in probation, but now she works as a mental... a student wellbeing officer at Bristol Uni.
What's your relationship like with your parents?
Good, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. In terms of school then, what do you like about school?
I think school is just a way to connect with everybody. You find like-minded people. Like, as well as learning, it's like preparing you for life outside of school in terms of the social aspects. But I think me personally, I really like school for like learning and stuff, because I'm interested in education.
What are some of your favorite subjects at school?
I really enjoy computer science, Spanish, and art. I like sort of like mixing the creative subjects with some of the more like rule subjects like computer science.
Have you got any sort of memorable moments or school trips or anything like that?
We went on a school trip to Spain, and I think it really like helped with my passion for like learning languages, experiencing, being able to experience another culture and connect with people from different countries really like opened my outlook and my view on how to connect with other people in the world.
Are there any subjects you're not so keen on?
I think probably music, just because I really enjoy listening to music, playing music, but I don't think the music education that we get in school is interesting or useful.
Who are some of your favourite teachers?
My art teacher, I really like. I find her really inspiring. She's very interested in activism and like women's rights, LGBTQ rights, and how people express that through art. And I find her really interesting and she's just really passionate about making a better change in society and in our school.
Who were some of your heroes or role models when you were growing up?
I think in my family, one of our role models has always been Maradona. Despite all the social, you know, things that happened with him, we just found him so inspiring in the world, because I come from an Italian family that love football, so we found him like obviously one of the greatest of all time, and he was so inspiring for what he did, so probably him.
Are they from Naples, your family, by any chance?
No, we're not.
They're not? Ooh.
We don't really have our own football team, so this was like, this is the one we feel quite passionate about.
Controversial.
Yeah.
What would you say are some of your dreams and ambitions for the future? Is there any line of job you'd maybe like to get into?
I've always been really like torn on this one because I enjoy loads of different things, but I think the only thing that I'm really interested in is making an impact and helping people, whether that's through like creative subjects like art, or I've always found being an intelligence analyst really like interesting, like for the Met, but obviously there's been a few things with the Met, yes. So maybe not.
And what are some of your hopes for the future for Bristol as a city, and then also sort of the wider world as well?
I think at its core, Bristol is a really amazing city, but I think the opportunities and the good things about this city should be spread further to poorer areas and communities in Bristol, because it feels like they're a bit left out at the moment. And if Bristol is going to be a good city, it should be a good city for everyone, so we're all united rather than being divided.
Some of the people earlier have mentioned things like housing and the transport system that need sort of fixing. Would you say there's anything else within the city that could do with an upgrade?
I think housing and transport is a big one. That's a massive problem in Bristol, but also green spaces. Loads of green spaces have been taken away and destroyed in Bristol. Loads of like trees everywhere for student accommodation, which still isn't enough, and it does affect transport as well, because all the housing and all the loss of green space takes away the transport as well for everyone. So yeah, I think those are the three main issues that everyone is focused on.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much. Cheers.